Maxie Gardner knows about having a loved one in Afghanistan. After 9/11, the military called up her fiancé, Sean.
We got married on a Thursday, and then Sean left for, Fort Campbell, Kentucky, for the pre-deployment on Friday for his first tour to Afghanistan, which was in 2001. So yes, I've been a military wife from day one.
With Major Sean Gardner now back in Afghanistan with the ADT, Maxie says she uses her experience to maintain equilibrium.
You've got to always be ready to accept change. I think if you don't have that attitude or that mindset, it could be quite difficult and frustrating if you don't have that mindset. And if you hear one answer, it can always change.
Maxie says her husband's two deployments presented different stresses.
I worried about Sean was my biggest concern the first time, and I still worry about him this time. But I would say the most significant change for me this time was having children through this deployment. And the first month, it was a huge stress the first month, just dealing with a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old when Sean left. They noticed a huge change and here in our house, just that Daddy wasn't here at home.
But the pressures can be even harder for spouses dealing with their soldiers' first deployment.
Maybe they're not used to writing out the bills. Maybe they've never had to be concerned for their automobile and the upkeep and maintenance on their automobile. And that's just extra stress on top of, if you have children, dealing with your children's emotions and things like that.
An Indianapolis area pharmaceutical rep, Maxie serves as the chairperson of the ADT's Family Readiness Group, or FRG, a group dedicated to assisting the families of deployed soldiers.
It's a way for all of us family members to get together and talk about some of our stresses and frustrations, but not only that, but way to solve any kind of problems that we have at home, or if there's ever an issue with pay or just an issue with our kids, or like I said, communication with our spouse that's deployed. It's just an avenue for us to get together and share ideas and solve problems that we have on the home front.
The FRG is part of the Indiana National Guard's Family Program, which provides family members with an ever-changing array of health, financial, legal, and family assistance.
I think the military has changed significantly over the last, even since Sean deployed the last time, I think they've had to, because these problems are real and people do encounter it, and I think that they have dealt with them like they have, that you're going to get people to stay in the military longer if you include the family and help the family out.
She says the military has also developed programs to ease homecoming challenges.
I know some of our family members have been, upset and stressed out and worried and concerned and just consumed with anxiety. There is a transition period that you go through when they do return, because I think they're so used to that intense, stressful environment that they came from.
With the ADT's year-long deployment more than half over, the families eagerly await their soldiers' return. Maxie Gardner says she reminds her kids their dad will be back soon.
Daddy's doing a very important job. He is helping people farm and just keep reminding them that he is coming back home, and hopefully by Christmas, we're hoping. The most difficult part is just missing him, and I know that really just missing him, because I do. I miss him every day. There's not a minute that goes by that I'm not thinking about him.
For WFIU News, I'm Douglas Wissing.